Yes, we've just heard Britain has increased its security threat level to critical from severe following that suicide attack in Manchester that killed 22 people. So that means members of the UK armed forces are boosting security at key sites and military personnel might be deployed at public events. So you might see them out and about a lot more at concerts, sporting events for the next couple of days at least until this threat eases.
Mon, you were saying this morning you've got a daughter who's of an age where she'd like to be going 10. To concerts in the next little while.
That's right.
And the kids that young who are at this event as well. And what was her reaction to this?
She was actually really disturbed when I picked her up from school. And I was talking to her about it. And she was like, Mum, does this mean I can't go to concerts anymore? Because she's been to a couple with me. And I said, Hun, you've got to not let this stop you doing stuff you want to do in your life. But I can understand why children are so concerned because the youngest victim was 8, just 8 years old. So it's really so disturbing and so many of them are still unaccounted for.
Well, we want to do as much as we can to allay that and to support you as parents this morning into talking to your kids about this. And so we have with us Russell Boone, who's the author of Think, Decide and Act. He's an emergency management specialist who wrote the security emergency plans for one of Australia's biggest venues in Etihad Stadium. Russell, what can you do to explain to us exactly what goes down with stadium security in these sort of events?
Well, for nearly every stadium, there's a core working entity of security and event management, as well as first aid and just basically crowd managers, just to ensure a little bit of base level safety. And then depending upon the actual event, as to whether that is escalated up or continues as the event can manage. So, as you might imagine, different events will encourage a different cross-section of society to come to it. Shall we say an André Rieu concert, you would think would not be that controversial.
Yeah.
But maybe a Guns N' Roses concert, for instance, might attract a very different crowd. So you would escalate or de-escalate security as your risk management profile would indicate.
So how does Australia stack up then compared to somewhere like the UK? Are we more stringent or less stringent in our security measures?
Louise, we've learned our lessons from overseas. We're in a very good position of being able to watch from afar, so to speak, and take the best practices away from Europe and the UK and also the United States and Canada. You may recall in Brisbane the G7 and various other political meetings where we see some extremely overt security because, of course, the risks have been taken into account. And we say, okay, this is a very high-profile event, therefore it warrants some very, very stringent security. And we may then pair it back to something as simple as Santa Claus is visiting our local Westfield. Well, we're expecting lots and lots of children with parents. That's not such a high-risk event. But unfortunately, now we're starting to see in the modern world, it becomes a soft target.
Okay, but are we looking at that situation where we could be looking at more bomb scans, sniffer dogs at our events because of the nature of they've become attractive to these people?
I think it does set the scene. I think the time has come for venues to perhaps invest in security and wear it as a badge of honour, like the airline industry, and use that as a sales technique to attract big international artists. You know, come to our venue. It's safe. This is what we provide, and this is the way we manage it for this style of event. So, yes, I think the world's changing, and it's time that security is viewed as something that is helpful and necessary rather than an inconvenience. Mm.
Thank you for your time this morning.
No problem. My pleasure.
Do you feel safe going to a show at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre? Because they do a pretty good job of bag searches going through the turnstiles there, don't they?
And you know? Do you remember, it was after 9/11 that bins got removed from streets and we started having bag searches. We weren't used to that anymore. Everyone's happy to take their bags through when they're going to Suncorp to the footy these days. There's absolutely going to be changes with what's happening now. But we have very good security forces here.
And